Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi, this is John St. John, the voice of Duke Nukem, and you're listening to Podcast Beyond. Damn it.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Beyond, episode 177, the GDC Diary 2011. Longtime podcast listeners know this is Greg Miller, host of Podcast Beyond. And years ago, when Podcast Beyond first began, I did this GDC Diary, right, when GDC rolled out. GDC is a yearly conference called the Game Developers Conference. It's a conference here in San Francisco where there's a bunch of speeches for game developers, and a lot of companies come through and actually show some of their new wares, new games that'll be coming up, and what it all boils down to. And at that time, Podcast Beyond just started. We were a ragtag bunch. Started doing these GDC Diary entries where I would record the segments on my way there, talk to people, talk to other IGNers about stuff we saw, and then piece together this patchwork of a show that kind of gave you the feel for being there at the show. So we're doing that again. The only difference is IGN is now in San Francisco, downtown proper, so I don't drive anywhere anymore, so the bits walking there are literally me walking and talking into a tape recorder, so I look like a goddamn idiot, and everyone looks at me because it's clearly not a cell phone. I'm clearly just talking into a microphone like I'm some kind of goddamn crazy person, but that doesn't matter. What has happened to everybody? Let's catch you up. It is GDC week here in San Francisco, 2011. This is day, I guess, one officially of the show. This is actually filmed all out of context. You're about to get jumped to a PlayStation party from Monday night that me and Geddes and Jim Raleigh, the news hound, went to. Then you'll be right back into it, though, of everything that's happening. So without further ado, let's kick the podcast off right. We'll get you down to the PlayStation party where you hear about Pixel Junk Shooter 2, a little bit about Patapon 3, and then we'll be moving on through the week. I don't know what you're going to get. I got an infamous cocktail party tonight I'm getting ready for. I'm going to the Sony Blog Lounge right now to see some new games. There's going to be a lot of PlayStation stuff, a lot of parties, and a lot of good times. Beyond! It's happening again. Podcast Beyond, GDC Diary 2011.
Beyond!
And I'm here with Zombie Blognack himself, community manager extraordinaire, social media expert for the PlayStation blog.
Mini maker extraordinaire.
Jeff Rubenstein. Yeah, that's right. His wife and him make every mini you ever find.
She's at home making themes and avatars as we speak. Knitting them out of just love and clay.
My heart's still broken, but I demand DC Universe Online avatars at some point.
Sure, I'll get right on that.
Just read it over to SOE next time you see them, that they're missing out on my money.
Now I have to send my wife down to San Diego to work.
Well, I'm sure she's going to miss the San Francisco weather. Snowing here left and right. Anyways, Jeff, where the hell are we?
We are at the PlayStation blog event. We do something every year at GDC. We just like to make sure that something that is typically for the media and for the developers, the community get their hands in it too, get to play something that isn't out yet. That's
what are they playing?
And they're playing Patapon 3 and Pixel Junk Shooter 2. First 100 people in the door walked away with a code for Pixel Junk Shooter 2.
Look at that. You're so nice to these kids.
I can't help but want to give things away that I don't own.
All right, so now, you know, last time you were on Beyond, a lot of people said I went too soft on you. So now I'm gonna go hard on you. Why is Pixel Junk Shooter 2 so great?
Well, lots of reasons. I think the good thing about it is, unlike previous Pixel Junk games, where there was an encore, which you could say would be like a 1.5 version.
It's a really good recorder. You don't have to get that close.
Sorry about that.
I understand. It's cool.
This is a full-on sequel, so there's new abilities, new powers, and what we're showing off tonight, multiplayer, which I expect you to be kicking some ass at.
I'm probably going to leave before I do, but I cut a promo with Jose, so I think I did pretty well.
I think you do pretty much need to win now.
We should go do it then. I want to let the kids win. I won that SOCOM event with the other IGN people.
Well, it's just a grudge match.
Okay, I'll do a grudge match before I go. Sure. Now, I have the one up too because I played with Anthony today, and I was surprised. Like, I liked Pixel Junk Shooter the first one. Like, I really dug its style, but I burned out. I was like, okay, and I tried to do co-op, and it didn't work for me all that much. But competitive competitive multiplayer I really enjoyed. Like, I like this whole thing of, you know, one of you's on defense, one of you's on offense, and switch sides.
And you get to pick perks and everything. It's a little better than, you know, one-on-one, when you think of competitive one-on-one, it's like, eh, unless it's a sports game. But actually, they've done some very clever things to make it sticky. And I think, hey, even if you're not into it, and you're getting Pixel Junk Shooter 2 just because you like the first one, just think of it as like a really awesome bonus.
Yeah, something to do. All right, now, Patapon 3. How much do you know about Patapon 3?
I know it's the third in the series of Patapon.
Series of IGN PSP Games of the Year. You understand that? Back to back, that never happens.
And is it, you're someone who's put in like well over like 80 hours.
Oh, yeah. I've been Patapon 2, I surpassed the 100 mark.
Well, that's not more to do. And there's lot more to do here. The thing that we met up when we were in Japan not that long ago, Ryan Clements was there, which is great. And actually, me and him tag-teamed on an interview with Katani-san, and they've made some changes. They're listening to the community, and the thing that I got out of them I'm super excited about is you're going to be able to pause. However, they said, you're not just going to hit start. He said, and he was very, he didn't elaborate, but he said, it's going to be something that would be very fitting with the way Patapon is. So I don't know what that means, but that was my main gripe. I love the Patapon games.
Yeah, but your phone rang, you were screwed. Yeah, I understand that. What I like about it is, I asked, you know, there's levels now. You're getting experience, and then you level up as you go. I asked, what's the level cap? They said infinite.
Well, now
there's no reason to never stop playing. I'm always going to be going. I can make IGN clan. We can choose our flag. I can make a motto. That's what I want to do.
It's a little clearer how you level up and what you level up into. And two, there were so many things that you could turn into. Your Patapon had so many variants.
If you didn't have an FAQ, the evolution tree was hard as hell to understand.
Exactly. It's a little more evident now, and I think you can go back and sort of respec your Patapon as well.
Excellent. Alright, so this is GDC night one, kind of. GDC technically hasn't even begun.
Night negative one.
It's a bunch of it's social games today and tomorrow. Who the hell cares about that?
We invented social gaming.
No, did you?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I'm
back
sorry.
In the PlayStation 2, come on. A game that you like, SingStar, social gaming, we've been doing it for a long
time. I mean. You're talking about the Facebooks and shit.
Oh, that stuff?
Yeah.
I don't play those.
Yeah, there you go. You have a Facebook page though, right?
I do.
You want to put any of your stuff while you're here? We're signing off. This is the end.
Oh, okay, yes.
I'm sure we'll run into you this week at the PlayStation Blog Lounge we'll be going to.
Yes, and hopefully we'll be talking more then. But yeah, twitter.com/PlayStation, facebook.com/PlayStation, where you won't play it. We have no games for you to play there.
Okay, good. Nobody wants social media stuff.
And of course, PlayStation Blog, just search for it on Google. It'll pop right up.
All right, give me one more Beyond, and we'll go.
Beyond Bill!
Beyond, I am still here at the PlayStation event, the Patapon Pixel Junk. You know all about it. Me and Jeff Rubenstein just talked about it. However, I'm here with someone brand new. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we send in a lot of people who have the Beyond shirts. I am talking to a fan right now wearing the Beyond shirt. Sir, what is your name?
Nick Holmberg.
Nick, we actually met a few days ago because you're not a normal IGN Beyond fan. You actually work for the competition.
True.
Work for
Game Reactor.
Game Reactor. You're all over Europe. Now, do you have a U.S. presence? Do I need to be scared for IGN yet?
No, not at all. Europe so far.
In IGN UK is still dominating you there, correct?
No comments.
All right, excellent. It's such a pleasure to meet a fan in the flesh wearing the Beyond T-shirt. Why do you like Beyond?
Well, I think first it was, you know, covering PlayStation like it should be and being fans. And now it's that I can actually connect to you guys like normal people, like my friends, and hanging out and that sort of, you know, fan friend thing going on.
Totally. I can see. I've just met you two nights ago at a Microsoft event. I can see you're my fan. Hug it out. Here we go. That felt good. Why don't you like Ryan Clements?
He's an expert now, right?
Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more. I've been reprimanded. I did not give the fame of the Beyond shirt a chance to say Beyond. Please say Beyond.
Beyond?
Thanks. Beyond.
Beyond.
What's up, everybody? It's Greg, Colin, and Sam Bishop, the one and only smiling Sam Bishop from TotalPlayStation.com. We are here at the Infamous 2 cocktail event, where they have just announced Infamous 2 will have this mission creator. Colin, first impressions.
I think it's cool. I'm happy to see something that gets the community involved without it being multiplayer, because I know that's what we were fearing the most. So this is the happy medium, the Little Big Planet mode.
Sam.
Yeah, totally agree. It's not a bolted-on multiplayer option that, you know, people can dabble in if they want to. It's something
something that they really obviously took a lot of time to sort of figure out before they really pushed it out to the community. And then now they're going to have like a little beta. They're going to do a whole bunch of stuff and try and rope in as many people as possible to kickstart things. And it looks awesome.
All right, yeah. Beta is early April. March 14th is when you can get it. You got to go to infamousthegame.com. They'll have more information there. We'll keep you posted. I wouldn't be surprised if we had codes one day. But that's just me guessing. I'm excited about it. I mean, it seems really cool. I'm a huge fan of being able to make your own stories. Like, that's what I'll be doing with it, right? Because it can be as short as long as you want. Everything we're playing right here tonight is all very short, 1 minute long thing, you know, throw propane tanks. But being able to actually weave a story that'll be completely goofy is cool to me.
Yeah, I like how it's presented organically, too, so that, like, the mission markers that Sucker Punch has made will be blue or whatever, like they were in the last game. And then the ones that the community made are green, and it won't obviously show all of them. It'll only show the ones that are highly rated by Sucker Punch. So it won't get all cluttered up. But you can find
whatever you filter.
Yeah. You can filter it and find any mission that you want, even the shitty ones if you want to. But I can only imagine that there'll probably be a lot of bad missions for the trophies that are probably going to be attached to this. But there'll be great ones, too, just like Little Big Planet.
Yeah, it'll be Little Big Planet all over again.
I'll be looking forward to finding characters that look like Colin and making Cole save him. And then finding ones that look like Clements and making Cole kill him. Just blast him with a shockwave off the top of a building. That's what we do it. What else? What do you got for me? Closing thoughts?
I don't know. Just keep an eye out for the beta. Like Greg said, hopefully we'll maybe get codes for you guys. I mean, that's just a conjecture right now, but it's exciting that they're going to let you play it. We'll get a little taste of Infamous before June. It comes out June 7th still, so I'm excited.
Obviously, you guys are going to be able to read about a lot of this stuff, you know, very soon. But
Way before this even posts.
Oh, there you go. But what I really do like is the variety and what they're allowing people to do. You can pretty much make anything you want, which is kind of cool. It's not Little Big Planet, but it has that kind of tease of someone's going to take these tools and they're going to make something ridiculous out of it.
Well, did you go and I was watching over the shoulder the guy actually using it, and it's the same thing of connectors, like connecting things, so it's a trigger, just like Little Big Planet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, once I saw little cables and you can sort of like link stuff together, I was like, oh man.
Yeah, it's like the whole level is the circuit board from Little Big Planet 2, and you're just running out there. Hey everybody, it's Ray Gutierrez making your Podcast Beyond debut, I believe, which means you have to yell Beyond. Beyond!
Wait, Beyond.
That's it. Now you sound more like a man.
I'm not a man.
What did you think of the Infamous 2 there? You're completely unbiased.
I thought it was the best thing I've ever seen ever. That is my official PlayStation statement.
Okay, good.
Best thing ever. It's up there with The Cure with Cancer. Just saying.
You've seen that too?
At Sony PlayStation, we do many things.
Okay, yeah. It only does everything.
Not confirming that the PS3 cures cancer.
Holding it home finally worked.
I've got an official statement about that. Cannot confirm or deny that. Anyways, so.
That was it.
That was pretty much it.
All right.
That was my big debut.
That was it.
Really, that was it.
Could be it. Well, what do you want to say? What else do you want to say?
I don't know.
Jeff Rubenstein was on last night. He killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I say Wizzle Wazzle?
You just did. It's too late to think about it.
Wizzle Wazzle?
You say whatever you want on Podcast Beyond. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, we're going to launch our podcast soon.
I know.
We're still debating.
The PlayStation blog.
Yeah, the official PlayStation podcast.
That's what you call it?
No. Call it the OPP as the official PlayStation podcast, but now I think we're calling it the PlayStation blogcast. It's easier to get.
Oh, okay.
It's easier with legal.
That's good branding.
People get it.
There you go. That's a scoop, everybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
You don't want to get sued by Naughty by Nature.
You know it. OPB.
Oh, right. But are you guys having a good time?
Yeah. It's a good GDC so far.
Yeah. It's a nice way to start off the week, right?
Yeah. Cool. It's got a good pace to us.
Yes. Did you guys enjoy yourselves at the Pixel Junk Shooter event too?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was the only one there, wasn't I? You show up? I can't remember.
You shut up and you left.
Yeah, I didn't want. You have these competitions. You hold these fan tournaments. I don't want to have to beat some kid at Pixel Junk Shooter 2. I got nothing to prove.
You cut a promo with Jose Sanchez of Electric Playground.
Yeah, I know. I destroyed him. Broke him down.
Yeah,
I know.
It's fun.
All right, Beyond.
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 I'm good. I've never done a Beyond before.
Have you ever been on Podcast Beyond before?
No, you never invited me.
Well, you are right now.
Wow. Technology.
So, how's that going?
I haven't had enough drinks yet.
So, what do you do these days?
I'm doing lots of things. Lots of little things.
Where can people find your writing?
Well, I've got a blog, thisiscraig.com, but I've only updated it a couple times.
Yeah, I see some stuff
up
there.
I'm on Facebook, too. You can get me Cranky Craig.
Cranky Craig, all right.
Yeah. But... I should be getting full-time work in the next month or two.
All right, scoop. There it is.
There it is, yeah.
Also, Russ McLaughlin, give me a Beyond.
Beyond!
Walter Lopez just gave it to me for the hell of it.
Beyond! Beyond!
Beyond, everyone. It's Greg Miller, live from the Battlefield event with none other than Director of Community Manager, Walter Lopez.
Hello, hello.
As you may or may not recall, Walter used to own the official Turtle of Podcast Beyond, and then he just tossed it aside.
He died.
You did not. You said you gave him to someone.
He died eventually. It's a turtle, eh?
What? Turtles live on.
They hatch and then they pass away, Greg.
They live 100 years. What do these people do to this turtle?
I don't know.
You don't even care. You're grinning. You're grinning ear to ear. You ate him.
I just saw Battlefield 3, man. I'm psyched.
Anyways, all right. So we just saw Battlefield 3. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, as Greg Miller, not a first-person shooter fan, it looks pretty awesome. The graphics are great. The destruction's amazing. I like that, like Anthony said, and, you know, all his Rewind Theater stuff, you can see the feet. It's a first-person experience like Killzone used to be.
Yeah.
Or is, I should say. Anyways, Walter, you are an Army Ranger.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Freaking amazing. I mean, from the sound design, first of all, is just dead on. I mean, I haven't heard a game. I thought Medal of Honor was close. This thing got it, like, spot on. It's scary good. I mean, can we talk about what we just saw? Is that
going
to be...
Oh, yeah. This isn't going live till Thursday. So, okay. I think midnight. We're a few hours away from embargo, but whatever.
That 50 caliber section where you're just firing and you just hear the actual high pitch of it going by is just too close to real life, man. It's dead on. Plus the way, just the animation where he was going prone, that's how we're taught to do it, textbook. You know, weapon stays at an angle, stays with right tucked in your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You put one hand down, just kind of level yourself down and get right into a pocket. It's absolutely amazing.
So my question would be, why would you want to play that? Those aren't great memories for you, right? I mean, being
right
in battle.
Right. It just shows that the team did the research, you know, and they actually put it all together, and it's still not the same as being in battle. I mean, it's still just video game characters. They get hit, they drop. You just see a little splash of blood and they drop on the ground. It's not close to real life, right? It's still entertainment. That's what
I don't know. You tell me. I avoided the military to sad of shit like that.
That's the way I see it. It's still entertainment. You know, it's far away from being the real thing.
So as somebody who saw the real thing, you still see it as entertainment. You're still entertained by playing that game.
It's a level of respect to what the guys are doing, because it's curiosity, right? Everyone wants to know what it's like to be in the service, what it feels like, and all that stuff. And all you see is what you see in the movies, the glorified bullshit, right? We can curse now, right?
Yeah, fuck, cock, bitch, mittens.
Yeah, Nintendo. So, you know, everyone wants to know what it's like, and the movies just give you the glorified crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's just telling a story to entertain.
Wait, you cursed and then you asked and you get cursed and then you corrected yourself.
I know, fuck.
There you go.
I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Yeah, yeah.
GDC's kicking my ass. And we still got PAX.
And it's also day one, really. I mean, it's Tuesday.
No, I've been going since Monday.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, wow. Tell me about the Facebook shooting game.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, yeah. I think it's going to be a hell of an experience. Because a lot of people are just curious to see what it's like. And what's the first question you ask anyone who's been in the service? What's it like shooting someone?
And now you find out.
Or this is as close as it should get, in my opinion. Anything closer than this is just, why?
So do you worry about that? I mean, do you worry about Battlefield 4 or whatever? Or like, as games get more and more realistic and yada, yada, yada.
I think the developers don't go there. I think there's a certain point they won't pass. I don't think they'll ever get to the point where it's, you know, giving guys like me or kids, worst of all, freaking nightmares.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many more targets do you want on video games nowadays anyway? You know, how many more political careers are we going to build on some asshole trying to prosecute us for, like, too much violence in video games?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. Yeah. Beyond.
Beyond.
Beyond, ladies and gentlemen. It's me here with internet celebrity Max Scoville. Max, how are you?
I'm quite all right, Greg Miller. It's good to talk to you.
Max, why the hell should anyone know who you are?
Well, I don't know. I host the Destructoid show on YouTube. It's for Destructoid.com. It's a video game blog that we say a lot more curse words than IGN does.
On podcasts or just in general?
Like in writing, so you can see it. And you can
Oh, fuck, yeah, you win that one. You win that one.
Later, yeah.
All right, well, also, guess who just showed up, ladies and gentlemen? A man I've been trying to get on Podcast Beyond for quite some time. None other than Brad Schumacher.
I'm afraid I'm not authorized for comment.
What? GiantBomb.com's Brad. How are you, Brad?
GiantBomb does not comment on
rumors or speculation.
I don't know what that means. There's no rumor here. I wanted you on the show forever, and you ignore my request.
Now you got me.
All right, good.
Did you say that I was your white whale?
No. It's a different story, but Gabe Newell, he's my white whale.
Okay.
All right, we'll start off real quick. Don't make that face, Max Scoville. What did you think of Battlefield?
It looked amazing. Like looks, you know, visually. Might be the best looking game I've ever seen. But, you know, definitely a modern military shooter.
Those are harsh words. Max, what did you think of it?
As far as games go, I don't know. It doesn't really look that fun, but it's some of the clearest and most vivid CNN footage I've ever fucking seen. So.
Okay. Now, I'm not a big fan of first-person shooters. Everyone knows that. But why would you say as far as games go, it doesn't look that fun?
No, actually, I was kidding. It looks fucking amazing, but it also looks like... It looks like realistic to the point that it just, like, kind of gets rid of fun.
I can see that.
It's like the kind of game where if you get shot in the arm, you're fucking down. Like, you don't get up and run around. Like, you don't heal up really fast. I mean, you probably do, but, like...
I bet there's regenerative health, yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they don't want to piss people off too much, but it just looks extremely realistic. And, like, that can be really good, but at the same time, it's like the whole thing about video games that kicks ass is you can be anyone you want. You can be, like, and it, you know...
So I want to be a grunt in the military who knows how to shoot a rocket launcher.
Right.
Well, I don't really want to.
Yeah. I mean, if you were that guy, I mean, I just feel like you could always join the army. You know, it's kind of a toss-up there.
I don't know if that's a viable alternative.
What? No, you're good at video games. You're good at the army. Everyone knows this.
I mean, they are just murder simulators, right?
Oh, my God, Brad.
It's not murder. It's war. Therefore, it's just killing. Murder.
Self-defense.
You have to know the guy for it to be murder. Seriously, I read that in a book. What was it? I think they should have actual space marines. I think that they should actually have a branch of the army that's the space marines. And I don't know what they would do. They just enlist people. And then they...
Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Goldstein, editor-in-chief of IGN.com, has joined Podcast Beyond the Fly. How are you, Hillary?
I am great. I'm really hungry, Greg.
Yeah, we were all drinking, having a good time. Then you're like, I got to drive home. I got to stop drinking.
Yeah, well, I would drink more if I knew that we were going to actually fill my belly with food. Other than, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, you don't want to say where you're going.
What's up, Max?
I really have to pee.
All right, bye, Max. Someone's waiting for me.
Before you go, say Beyond. Beyonce!
Oh, sorry.
Don't be an asshole.
But...
There we go.
Brad, no, you said goodbye.
Wait, I have one last thing. I live in Santa Monica. There's actually a Bed and Bath shopping center there, and it's on Beyond Way. And every time I drove by, I tried to whip out my camera phone and take a picture of it fast enough to send to you.
Why didn't you steal a sign from me?
Because it was really high up. I couldn't get to it.
All right, fine. Brad, you're on deck for a Beyond. But before we go, what do you think of the fact that they had the floor vibrate here during the earthquake part of the Battlefield demo?
Yeah, I was wondering if the floor is, like, licensed by D-Box or something. Is this, like, an added feature?
Apparently.
Like EA's going to be selling floor peripherals? I don't know.
I hope so. All right, now give me your Beyond and go away.
So we're done here, and that's it?
Say Beyond.
That's all you were saying?
Say Beyond!
What? Beyond.
There we go.
Hillary Beyond?
Beyond.
Beyond. All right, say Beyond.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Come on, why not?
I don't want to say that.
You say we have a show normally.
No, I don't think I say that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. What do you do? You said it before.
That doesn't sound like me. All right, I'm going to say, Schooled!
That's fine. What's up, everybody? It's Greg and Damon. It's, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. We just saw Dead Island. It's lunchtime. We're walking to Witchcraft to get a sandwich. Hillary Goldstein, Spurs by this meatball sub. I'm going to try that. But we saw Dead Island. We're leaving right now. Damon, first impressions of the Dead Island.
First impressions are positive, but at the same time, I think it's jarring how different the tone of the game is from that trailer. It's nothing like that trailer that we saw.
Yeah, you know, obviously the trailer was very somber, very serious, and even Geddes' first impressions out of it, and I don't blame Geddes, obviously, he saw a very early build of the game, said that it was going to be a much more serious take, and it would be all this, yeah, and then you're playing, and you start off as this dude who's a tank, and he's just, like, really stereotypical black guy.
Oh, he's like, damn, that bitch was huge!
Yeah, it's not the most... I don't know, representation. And then he goes into a rage mode at one point, kills a bunch of things, and then he finishes like, just like a gold record!
You can upgrade your weapons, you make an electrified machete, which is cool.
Yeah, but it's just like, it has a throwing knife that explodes, like, once it's stuck in somebody's chest. All this is awesome, do you know what I mean? But it was, like, when I first heard about the game, I was like, oh, it sounds a lot like Dead Rising meets Left 4 Dead, right? A first-person experience where I'm upgrading weapons and leveling up, blah, blah, blah. And Geddes was like, oh, no, it's much more serious than that. That's not what I saw today.
The game is not serious at all. It's very silly and very arcadey for me. And it also felt very Japanese to me. It feels like a Japanese game. Yes, I'd agree with that. Still looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong, I still really want to play it. I want to play with friends and stuff.
Yeah, and we found out we're going to be able to play it before E3.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up.
And then at E3, we'll get to check out the multiplayer.
Yes, yeah, so there's a lot more Dead Island news to come. As far as the first impression, the game looked better than I thought it would. I wasn't expecting it to look that good. I thought it looked really colorful and pretty.
It looks good, but I wouldn't say it looks amazing.
Like, did I say amazing?
Craig Miller, it does not look like I'm playing Bulletstorm right now. Bulletstorm looks a hell of a lot better than
Bulletstorm.
It's still in development. So.
Okay, go ahead. Just throw it under the bus, Dave. All right, we'll see you later.
What's up, everybody? The Podcast Beyond crew finally together here during GDC week. It's Wednesday, I believe. We are walking back to the office from Resistance so we can eat food real quick, and then Colin can go write about Resistance. Colin, tell me all about Resistance.
It's cool. We got to see some multiplayer. You want me to hold this for a minute?
Sure.
So you don't have to do it?
We got it's a weighty cross that I've had to bear for 3 days.
So yeah, we got to see Resistance 3 multiplayer. It was very cool. Scaled back intentionally. The maximum amount of players on the map will be 16 now. They want a more focused experience. I thought the controls felt great. We got to play in a single map in a prison in Chad, Africa. And I thought it was pretty cool. What did you think, Greg?
I enjoyed it. I played one thing multiplayer and then watched a lot of single player. Single player, it looks like batshit crazy. Like, I don't even know what the hell's going on. Like, people are just running around, there's smoke everywhere. Someone's constantly screaming at you, like,
what the hell is this game doing?
Multiplayer was good. We need to get into the discussion of the adjective floaty and what we think it means.
Yeah.
But,
So I thought floaty really was a compliment, because I said the controls are floaty, meaning they're not heavy. When you swing a stick, you're moving in that direction instantly. Greg thinks it's an insult. I think it's a compliment. Write us beyond at IGN.com. Let us know what you think.
Clements.
Yes, hello.
Ask me what I think of Little Big Planet's controls.
What do you think of Little Big Planet's controls?
Oh, they're a little floaty. That's not a positive compliment. That's what it reads like.
All right. That's fair. That's fair enough. We're crossing the street. I don't want to get killed.
We're crossing at Bryant's and 2nd. So if you hear about three idiots getting murdered on Bryant's 2nd, that was us crossing it. Clements, what did you think of it? You put some.
All right, I was overall really impressed, and I'm going to have to agree with the general consensus that, well, it controlled well, right? It had this sort of feel where you move the stick, and you feel like your controls aren't one-to-one being, correlated to your character on screen. So they're a little, yeah, I guess. But see, floaty to me, that's not, I guess that's what it defines, right?
Yeah.
I always, whenever I hear the word floaty, I always think, oh, it's like a platformer, you know?
Yeah.
This feels just more like there's input lag, either deliberately or otherwise.
It's early, it's too early to tell, just from the little bit I played. But my main problem with the other Resistance was I always felt like my guns had no weight. I'd shoot off that, the auger gun or whatever, and little energy balls come out, and I never really felt a good kickback. And even on this one, like, to the floatiness of the controls, right, somebody'd be right at me, and they'd move a little bit, so I felt like I was jerking around the screen all over the place, you know, trying to get the right target on them, get my reticule on their head, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, I like reticle.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, man. Hey, I just have to say that a lot of people have given us really weird looks. But as we walked, holding a small device, talking loudly and awkwardly about grabbing sticks
and
shit.
Jerking around the screen, yeah. Imagine, to the Beyond listeners, this is old news. But a few days ago, imagine how awkward it was for me to be walking down the street alone, recording an intro, passing random people. Colin, wrap up the resistance.
Well, I'm really excited. Like, I know people think I'm, like, really just into the game in general and stuff like that, but I was excited from what I saw. The single-player campaign is what our friends in Europe had already seen, but I played it. It was awesome. And the Resistance 3 multiplayer is going to be a lot of fun. I think that people are really going to dig it. I like the scaled-back, more focused idea behind it, because they said that, like, they want you to get to know people on the map with you. They want you to know how a person killed you and how they play and stuff. I think that's cool. It's hard to do when 40 people are on a map. So, Clements?
Thank you, Colin. It is definitely a frantic feeling game, which I like, because the moment I picked up the controller and they're like, oh, hey, let's play a little multiplayer, it'll be a good time. And then there was just explosions everywhere, people were dying around me, bodies were flying. I mean, the pace of it almost reminded me of like a Call of Duty like pacing of combat, where it's like extremely frantic, extremely action oriented.
Guy,
coworker walked by. Yep, there you go. Anyway, so yeah, I was impressed at how speedy it was.
What did you think of passive active abilities?
You
know these like perks that almost went off my face. There's like perks that, you know, you unlock, you can level up, you can buy, you change your loadout before you go. One that I really liked was like, you know, one to turn on and make a, you kind of got to be a giant armored chimera, right? You were huge, you could attack that way. You deploy decoys on the map that would draw fire and protect you.
I didn't do any of that because I'm not as good as you. I was actually just trying to figure out what team I was on and shoot the other team.
Yes.
One really cool perk I thought was you can make a doppelganger of yourself. So people are shooting at like the wrong person, and then you're like behind them shooting them in the head. It's pretty cool.
There was a long time where someone at this event was just standing completely still, unloading clip after clip at a hologram, and they just didn't really understand why they were killing this person. But it was good times.
All right, we've made it back to IGN HQ. We have to drop off some video cards, and then we'll go to dinner, and then we'll go to some parties. Maybe you'll be there too. Goodbye.
Hi, this is John St. John, the voice of John Rochard in the new game Rochard, and you're listening to Podcast Beyond.
Okay. We're going to tape record it. You're going to give a big speech here. Oh, hold on. You start working on your GDC speech to toast our beers too. Clements, what are we about to do?
Hey guys, so right now we are sitting in front of 3 shots of Jaeger, 2 for me and 1 for Greg. I usually need 2 to like kind of get up to a point where I want to be at.
Are you going back to back, or are you going to take your time with these?
Back to back.
Oh my gosh. Sure.
Yeah. That's how I usually do things. And then I'm going to chase the 2 Jaeger shots, most immature shot you can take, by the way, with a Blue Moon.
A delicious beer.
Delicious beer.
Now, are you going to wait for the cheers and Damon's speech before you drink your Blue Moon?
I was going to cheers with my shot.
All right, here we go. All right, Damon, you've had all this time. We're at pizza. We're not actually at a party yet. This is dinner before we go out to parties.
This is the pre-party here. I just want to say, the Game Developers Conference is one of my favorite times of year. I had a great day. Walking around the show floor, this is one of the times a year where we get to run into a lot of our listeners, a lot of our fans. I got stopped multiple times today. I'm sure you guys did too. I met a guy, I think his name was Chris, and I think there was a Shane or a Sean, and everyone that stopped was really
means so much.
Really super cool guys. This is our first drink of the evening. We're pre-partying right now, so this one is for all of you, everyone that we met today, all the listeners out there. We love you guys. Here we go.
Get the clinking. Did they hear it?
Yeah, they heard it. Colin.
What?
Colin. Put away your... Colin's got his work laptop. Cheers your drink. Cheers your cola.
All right. Jesus.
All right. The GDC fans in America. Yeah, you did something.
Back to back.
You busted my ass.
Back to back. Back to back, son. Yes.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, and the Vault Complex.
Also known as Chris Tilton.
No one knows you as that Vault Complex.
Actually, no one knows me as Vault Complex.
I don't we're broadcasting to IGN people.
But I haven't posted in like 3 years.
Alright, well anyways, Chris Tilton, where are we?
We're at Steph's in part of San Francisco near the IGN offices.
We're here with a whole bunch of video game people. Adam Sessler from the G4s.
Yeah.
And a bunch of 1UP people I can't remember.
We were just on the giant Bombcast actually.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Thanks for selling me out.
You're welcome.
You motherfucker.
Yeah!
Anyways, we bring you a special episode of Rochosity.
Hey now. That's all I got, dude.
Keep going.
It's jukebox time, and I love the Master System.
This is just Levi, you're kidding. Bullshit. I want a Rochosity. Tell me what, Sonic the Hedgehog, you know him.
Yes.
I've been drinking, Levi. Sonic the Hedgehog just came out for PlayStation Plus members free and has trophies. Tell me why people should play Sonic the Hedgehog on PlayStation Plus.
They probably shouldn't. I bet.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, it's horrible emulation. Either get a Genesis or go home.
What? Have you played it on PSN Plus yet?
Nope.
How do you know it's a horrible emulation?
Because a lot of other emulations of Sonic I've played have been awful and just off.
How are they bad?
Slow. Distance feel off. Terrible pads.
You're breaking my heart. I was planning on going home tonight / tomorrow maybe and playing this game.
Oh, well then, I think it's going to be awesome, dude.
No, don't lie to me. Why?
Have a wonderful time.
Oh my god, Levi! This is the worst Rochosity episode ever!
Sonic was terrible when
was an emulator.
Oh my god! Who are you people?
Blasphemy. Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah. Everybody loves, like, that opening music of the Green Zone. Drives me fucking nuts. I hate it.
Well, I guess then I'm the only real Sega fanboy here who loves Sonic the Hedgehog.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in 1991.
Whatever, I keep playing Mario games, they're the same bullshit.
Those get a little bit new every time.
Oh my god.
Really? Really? So you haven't seen any growth from, say, Super Mario Brothers to, I don't know, Galaxy 2? No growth.
Oh,
there.
No, you're right, They keep adding, bee suits and planets and shit to eat with the second player remote nobody gives a shit about.
Those are different games.
No.
This is a great debate.
No. Sonic sucks, but long live the Dreamcast.
No, Dreamcast was terrible too.
Whoa!
Now,
Dreamcast was awesome!
I bought a Sega Saturn, and I didn't buy a Dreamcast because they fucked me over.
By the way, this shirt is awesome. Did you find this shirt?
I'm wearing my shirt right now, listeners, that says, "You must play the Sega Saturn," and I bought it in Japan.
Oh, it's like a TGS.
Sounds like you bought the wrong system, Greg. You bought the Saturn instead of the Dreamcast.
Agreed. Oh, no, totally. You're right. They screwed me over.
But, you can't blame that. You can't blame the Dreamcast for the fact that you bought the Saturn.
It smells like farts.
Yeah, it does smell like gas in here.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
Was it Patrick Kapakin?
It was PK.
Patrick! This is IGN Podcast Beyond. You need to back up right now. How awesome is Sonic the Hedgehog?
I'll be honest, it really
sucks. Who farted? Yes, thank you. That's the question, too.
I don't have an answer for that, because why are you asking me?
Well, okay, we have the fart problem. Tell me about why Sonic's awesome.
He's not.
Oh, my God, I hate everyone here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by special guest, Tina Sanchez from OneUp.com.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm pretty buzzed right now.
You're buzzed right now?
I'm really buzzed right now.
Oh, okay. So what's the best thing you've seen at GDC 2011?
Don't tell her about the story.
Fabian from Sega, get out of here! No one's talking about Sonic anymore. We've already heard it sucks. What? Apparently everyone says it sucks. The PlayStation Plus. Yeah, I am.
Fabian looks really
good. Sean Norton from Sandbox is on.
What up?
You all think this is a joke. When this goes up on IGN, your faces are going to be red.
What does Sonic and IGN have in common?
I don't know.
It's still kind of a big name, but nobody cares anymore.
Hilarious.
They both died 10 years ago.
Funny, our YouTube stats say that's not the case. Silence.
Das kann ich so nicht befürworten.
That sounded like crazy backwards talk. I don't know if that was. Anyways, Tina.
Yeah. One of us needs to interview you, Greg.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's let Tina say what she liked about. What do you like about GDC so far?
I love Battlefield, but we didn't get to play it. But I had fun at the Resistance 3 event today.
Right. Battlefield looked awesome.
Yes, it looked amazing. Fucking earthquakes.
Are you a big first-person shooter fan?
Yes. That's all. Most of the games I play at home after work is shooters. That's all I play.
Interesting. Yeah. You look so sweet and so nice.
All I play is shooters. I don't know.
Is that where you let your aggression out?
Yeah. I feel better afterwards. After I kill a couple people, teabag them in the face, it feels good.
That's gross. Do you know teabags putting your balls in somebody's face?
Yeah. I wish I had them. I don't know.
No. That would ruin everything. You don't want that.
But Resistance 3 really surprised me today. I really appreciate that they minimize the multiplayer to 8v8, so it doesn't feel so overwhelmed. I feel like I'm actually contributing to the gameplay. I'm helping my team win. It was actually a lot of fun. But I kind of feel like they're borrowing a lot from other shooters that do really well. Like they have the shield that's from like Halo 3.
Totally, the hula hoop around everybody running around.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I like the passive / active abilities. I thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I loved how when I got a 6-kill streak, I transformed us into some mutant where I killed everyone pretty fast. So it was pretty easy to get some good kill streaks today because no one knew how to play the game.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So now, if you had to choose one, Battlefield or Resistance, what would you choose?
Holy shit. Well, I only played Resistance, so...
fucking crazy as Sean Norton.
I've seen you dance. We grind it down together and
fun. No, interview over.
All right, this is Chris Tilton, a.k.a. Ball Complex, and I'm here to talk with Brad Miller.
Ian User, Chris Tilton, Ball Complex.
I'm here interviewing Greg Miller, and I would like to know, Greg, what did you see at GDC tonight that excited you?
That's a big question. Right now it's Wednesday. The show isn't over. I saw a lot of things that I thought were interesting, but I didn't walk away from anything saying, holy shit, I can't believe what I just saw. If I had to give you my top three, number one would be Patapon 3, and I know that sounds hackneyed. Tina's pushing me. I know that it sounds hackneyed. She's really pushing me. Shit, this girl knows how to push. Because I'm a huge Patapon fan.
Pause that up, that's why she gets that.
Patapon 3 came out, the demo, the multiplayer beta, you know? And I played it, I was like, this is garbage. I don't even know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And then when I sat down and had somebody walk me through the single player / multiplayer parts of it, I was like, this is amazing. There's no level cap, you get to play as much as you want, play with your friends, you're always getting better, so on and so forth. I like Infamous' level creator, and I really did dig Dead Island. Even though I still think it's just Left 4 Dead combined with Dead Rising, it's still really cool and I can't wait for it.
Now, did you see any Uncharted 3 stuff today?
I did not. Colin Moriarty was assigned to Uncharted 3. It's embargoed, and I was at an NGP panel during it where I saw a dinosaur brought to life.
What? Okay, you need to talk about this dinosaur brought to life. Are we talking Jurassic Park?
That's what they're going for, yeah. If you remember the old PlayStation 1 demo, when they said, here's a PlayStation 1, they showed a 3D dinosaur. And so today at GDC, they were like, let's show it, you know, that's what they showed the old video, and they're like, now we're going to show you a real dinosaur with the NGP. And they used the devices, you know, cameras to show augmented reality. So they came out on the show floor right in front of me, and they had a dinosaur photo on the ground, and they looked at it, and you saw these dinosaur feet, and they panned up in the aisle, and you saw this dinosaur head and body and everything else. So it kind of showed you, like, the next level of augmented reality, you know, iPad, whatever.
But is this augmented reality stuff, is this just kind of like a sort of today's gimmick? Does it have a future or at all?
Well, like, that depends on the people listening to this. That depends on the consumer, right? Like, during that same demo, they showed Uncharted 3, or I'm sorry, Uncharted Portable, the PS, NGP Plus version of it, whatever the fuck you want to call it, PSP 2.
Uncharted NGP. For the PSP 2.
Yeah. And during it, like, in the preview I wrote about, right, you know, Nathan comes to these very simple logs, and you have to take your hands off the regular controllers to flick to make them crawl over it. I'm like, that's dumb.
Exclusive! There's logs in the PSP Uncharted game, and you have to navigate them.
Nobody wants to do that. So it all comes down to people saying, I like this kind of game, and I want to play it that way. Clearly, they're not going to make you do that in Uncharted. It's kind of like,
here, you got me another beer?
Oh my god.
Greg's getting another beer. He has a half a beer. He has not finished. What do you say that he has to chug his beer, unfinished beer, so that he can continue his beer? I'm going to say yes, he should.
All right.
And let's see.
Are you going to commentate while I do it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man. I bet no one will see me vomit at home.
He's clutching his stomach. He's leaning back. He's leaning back. It's kind of going in. He's getting it. He's going in. And let me stand there. All right, he's gone. It's gone. Chugged half a beer, and he's ready for his second one.
So like I was saying, Lindsay Lohan is a whore, and she's in the Superman movie. Fuck off.
Right, I'm sure this is going to make the podcast.
You really have no idea how badly I am at editing. I assure you, everything you're hearing right now makes the podcast.
I'm sure someone sober is going to be editing this, though.
Really? I guarantee you it's me, Friday, in the podcast room, piecing this together.
But you'll be sober, right?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to cut out this part. As I've told everyone ever, what you hear in the podcast is Greg Miller as you hanging out.
Greg Miller Uncut.
You listen to shows, right?
Yeah.
So you know, as somebody who's talked to me before, that when you talk to me on the podcast, that's who I am.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would never cut this out. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're with me while I drink with a bunch of video game friends.
And in case, you know, if you're listening to this
retroactively, you can come to Steps and you will have missed us all because we were here as we're recording this. But, you know, maybe if you just keep coming here every single day, eventually you'll run into IGN people.
This is a one-up bar. If you want to meet one-up people, you come to Steps. If you want to meet IGN people, you go next door, you go to any Rickenbacker.
So there's still people that work at one-up?
Apparently. I ran into Tina. She works there. Everybody else I meet is usually a one-up alum. I don't know. I'm going there tomorrow for a party. I'll broadcast live from there. That'll give you the gist of it.
I hear at their new offices they're having a little party tomorrow.
Are you damn right. You coming?
Possibly.
You can be my plus one. I'll allow that.
I could be Greg Mills plus one.
This interview is
involved in nothing.
We should probably cut it off soon. Beyond!
Funny you should ask, Jason. We're recording Podcast Beyond right now. Jason, introduce yourself to the crowd.
My name is Jason Camerano. Beyond!
Beyond! What do you do? Who are you? Why are you at GDC?
I'm a product engineer at a GIS development company called ESRI.
Okay. Would anyone know anything you've ever done or do anything like that? Like,
if they know maps and they design maps, then they know ArcGIS.
Gotcha. You're a big deal in the map world.
Big deal in the map world.
Okay, so you're in the PlayStation booth. Me and Scott Lowe. Hi, Scott Lowe.
Hi.
Say Beyond.
Beyond.
Are about to do an NGP video, talk about our impressions of seeing some demos and stuff. What are your impressions of what you've seen so far here at the Sony booth?
The move is actually pretty impressive. I haven't invested in it yet, so I'm actually quite interested in seeing what they had to develop here. They have a cool little animatronic like toy over there that works with the move.
Kyle the camera.
Yeah. It's pretty damn awesome. The NGP, seeing it in person is actually, it's a lot larger than I thought it was going to be.
Right? The thing's huge.
Yeah. They're going to have to increase pocket size on pants and incorporate one of those. But there's a lot of cool stuff going on here.
Sony usually has a really nice GDC booth. This one, especially nice. And I like that the floor isn't super crowded. You can actually get up. You can actually play stuff. It's nice.
That's right. Yeah. And the rest of the conference, too. There's a lot of other cool like tech gadgets like on the Intel booth, and the NVIDIA stuff's pretty awesome as well.
Cool. Who's your favorite member of Podcast Beyond?
I'd have to say Greg Miller.
Damn right. In your face, gear god. Get out of here.
Guest commentator. That doesn't count.
I think you're like the Green Ranger now.
But I just, you know, make random appearances.
Yeah. I saw Clements the other day. I told him Greg's the best still.
Good, yeah. I'm sure it made him cry.
Kind of sad.
Yeah. That's what you get, Clements.
He's a good guy. Good guy.
He's a really good guy. All right, we'll have more from GDC. I almost said PAX. God, hard to believe that's happening next week, too. Yeah. All right, bye.
Beyond.
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 It's Greg Miller. I am live behind enemy lines. I am inside the 1UP office.
We are at 1UP.com's offices right now. They're new offices, right?
It seems like they've been here a while, right? We drink at the bar across the street at Rickenbacker's all the time.
Oh, really?
And while we were there once, we said, look at those space invaders up in the windows. I wonder what that is. And we did that forever ago. So, and that's where we are. 1UP's office. I'm right now here with Billy, who is a big Podcast Beyond fan, but also works for a little website you might have heard of.
Yeah, Machinima.com.
Billy, what the hell do you do at Machinima.com?
I'm our editorial manager over there, so I kind of oversee some of our editorial shows and our blog and all that good stuff. So.
And now people probably know you best Machinima.
Yes.
Or like YouTube. YouTube.
We're actually the number one entertainment channel on YouTube. So.
What are all you put? You're posting trailers and videos?
I mean, it's trailers. A lot of it is actually community driven stuff. So we get submitted like either traditional Machinima videos or gameplay or, you know, we take pretty much everything at this point and we put it up on our channel and people really dig it. So it's been cool.
Alright. Now Billy and I...
Enough about me.
Billy and I were starting a conversation. I might as well lay it down so I have something else to fill out this diary. I, of course, didn't post on Thursday. Many people on Twitter's mad at me, Billy. They say, where's my Beyond?
Beyond, dude.
And I say, it's coming. I'm just... GDC's still going. I don't want to end the diary early.
GDC's been nuts.
All right.
So, we want to talk about DCUO?
Exactly. Billy's wearing a Superman shirt, so I felt an instant relationship with him. And then we started talking about DC Universe on
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, since the last Beyond posted, I freaked out and went AWOL and said DC Universe Online sucks. Not because it sucks, but because it broke my heart. I spent an hour trying to get into a raid. You can find the link on the Podcast Beyond article, I'm sure, or you can find it on my IGN page.
So is it that you love the license and you don't love the game? I mean, is it...
No, I've never played an MMO before.
Really? Okay, so I was big into Guild Wars, and then I was really big into WoW for a while. And actually, I played Star Wars Galaxies back in the day, too.
Most people who are in into an MMO before, played ECO, like, oh, this is WoW 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, dude.
And so, since I don't have that, I don't sit there and go, oh, why doesn't it do this, why doesn't it do that? It's just the things that annoy me. So I am in love, yeah, with the setting and the characters and being a superhero, but also I've never had an online game where I've connected like this, where I've made real friends out of that game. You know, people in my guild,
I talk
to and hang out with now, or not hang out with, they live in Canada, but you know what I mean.
I mean, dude, that's the best part of, like, I was in a WoW guild for a couple of years back when WoW, like, launched originally, and so we were doing, like, some of the really early endgame stuff, like Molten Core and Blackwing Lair.
WoW
players know what that shit means. And, dude, there are some people on there that I haven't played WoW in years, but I still talk to them. Like, the social aspect of MMOs, I think, is what draws people to it. Like, that's the best part.
Yeah. And that's what broke me on Sunday.
Yeah.
Was that I'd set up a IGN Super Palace thing. We're going to go raid Kandak, which we've done before. And for an hour, it kept failing, or my mic would die, or somebody would quit out, or something. You know, it was like, fucking goddamn. And it was all glitches in the game. It wasn't people being people. And it was like, ah.
I mean, I know they've released a couple patches, and they have a big update coming with, like, Catwoman. And
they did. That's live. That's live.
Oh, that's live, isn't it? Okay, yeah. That's the thing about MMOs, dude, is that, like, if DCUO is supported well enough and makes enough money to continue going for the next couple of years, it'll get better and better.
Oh, yeah.
Will it last that long?
I don't know. That would be the big question.
I mean, are you playing it on PS3?
Of course.
Of course.
Come on. Trophies. Beyond. Of course, yeah.
I don't know. It's okay. I actually played the beta, and I was kind of done after that. Like, I mean,
it's totally crack, and there are days where it's like, I don't even feel like playing, but I want to get my marks for that day. And then I get in it, and I'm having a great time. I don't know.
The world feels really empty, and the quests are so drab and boring. And, like, I saw Guild Wars 2 today, and that game, like, totally blew me away. Like, I think that's going to be kind of where MMOs are going. Like, the quests are, like, you get, like, this nice, like, pop-up thing with, like, the characters talking, and it's VO'd, and, like, it looks really great. And, like, I think about that compared to, like, DCUO, and it's just, like...
Yeah, DCUO, from what I hear, is very traditional, right? I mean, do this, kill as many things, you're done, go.
Yeah, that stuff's just, like, it gets so monotonous, dude. Like, I think I played the first, like, 8 or 9 levels and was just done with it. I will say this, if there's one good thing I have to say about DC Universe, the character creator is fucking awesome, dude.
Right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Taylor Swift looks so hot.
Taylor Swift, huh?
Of course.
Is she a DC character now?
She is
part of the DC license?
Right now, yeah. Well, I'm going to become so popular in-game, they'll have to put me in the comics. That's my plan.
That would be pretty good. Did they say that at one point, or am I making that up?
No, because, the DC Universe Online Legends comic book series is like 62 issues or something. It's bi-weekly for a long time.
Right.
I think eventually, they're
going to start putting, like, people's characters in the game that were, like, doing cool shit. I remember hearing that, like, during preview events or something like that.
It's got to be me.
Yeah, dude.
I've got to be the biggest fan, right?
Greg Miller in a DC comic? I mean, I feel like that would be your dream, right?
Yeah, of course. I live my dream on a daily basis. All right, so to cap this off, and we can go back to drinking and hanging out with other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I put up this blog post saying DC Universe Online sucks.
Yeah.
It gets posted to the official DC Universe Online forums. It spawns, last I checked, a 14-page thread.
Oh, dear.
And it's titled, even Greg Miller, parentheses IGN, has had enough. It took up till page 10 for somebody to go, wait, who the fuck is Greg Miller? Yes, I can open your bottle.
Are you saying 9 pages of people knew who you were?
No.
Hold on, everybody. Greg is opening a bottle.
No, this is a little later. Right now. I'm going to open a bottle for somebody. But yeah, that was it. 9 people. All right. Beyond. Throw up. Beyond. What's up, dudes? We're here with two people, one from BioWare, one formerly of BioWare, now some bullshit company I probably don't care about.
TimeGate's awesome.
TimeGate?
TimeGate?
What do you make?
Section 8.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that game.
Section 8's amazing.
Anyways, this is Podcast Beyond, the GDC Diaries. You guys are now a part of it. Jordan, correct?
Justin,
god damn it. I'm such a horrible person.
So close.
I was close. All right.
Close.
Are you mad at me?
No.
You understand?
I understand.
Okay.
Apparently, your name has to start with J to work.
You're McCoy.
McCoy.
That's easy to remember.
Your name has to start with J to work at BioWare, so I'm changing my name to Jorbert, because my name's actually Robert. So, Jorbert. So I can go back to BioWare now if my name is
You should
Jorbert.
Go back to BioWare. All right, so to set the scene for everybody, we're still the 1UP party, and some fans saw that I was at the 1UP party and said, let us come to the 1UP party. I'm like, not my fucking building. Sure. Come on in.
Yeah, Greg's like, okay.
And then they're like, oh, we work for BioWare. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I've been a fan of Beyond since episode one.
That's hardcore.
Since episode one.
So you know how crazy the GDC diary can get?
Oh, I know how crazy.
And it's getting fucking crazy.
It's been crazy, man.
Look at this. Hold on, wait a minute.
I'd just like to note that we all have, all three of us have Bud Lights right now.
Yeah, when
I'd like to, clank clans.
Oh, sure.
And, clank. Yeah, that's just...
Oh, Beyond!
Yeah,
Beyond!
Beyond! Beyond! Yeah. A higher level of brohood right there.
Yeah,
right. I don't think it gets any higher than just showing up to a party. That's not IGN and talking Beyond shit. Just coming in. So, you guys, tell a story about you ran into Ryan and Colin and it didn't go well.
We ran into Colin.
We were
and
on
Ryan.
The carousel.
We were the carousel.
What's the historic carousel.
Yeah, yeah. If you've never been to Moscone Center, there's a big carousel out of the corner of Howard and Fourth.
Yeah, we were at the Moscone Center and we saw, I was sitting there and all of a sudden I was like, dude, is that Ryan Clements?
And I was like, I just jumped up. I was like, shit, Ryan Clements, where? And I was like, bam, that's Ryan. And then I saw Colin next to him and I just screamed. I was like, Colin, I'm going to get you.
You did not say that.
He did. Colin looks up and he's like, what the fuck? There's some weirdos over there, you know?
That's awesome.
And then so the cross the street sign comes up and Colin kind of hesitates to cross the street, you know? But they come over and then we introduce ourselves. So we work in the industry, you know? So they're like, oh, they're not complete weirdos. Obviously, there's a little bit of weirdness that comes with the territory.
I'll tell you right now that, you know how we're always saying we'll put up the Beyond shirt? We are now starting a new shirt that says, Colin, I'm going to get you on the front, and the Beyond logo on the back. Colin, I'm going to get you!
And you got to have your fist up.
Yeah,
and
there,
yeah. It's amazing.
All right, so now let's talk for real. You work for Section 8 now.
Yeah, I work for Section 8.
No, but for real, you guys are here for GDC. You're actually in the industry, on the making games.
Yes.
We'll start with you, Jacob.
Close enough.
I'm kidding. Anyways, what do you do for BioWare?
I am an environment artist, a modeler. I'm working on Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Oh, nice.
I've been working there for like 3 years.
How's that game coming together?
Oh, dude, you wouldn't believe it.
Don't jerk me around, man.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. You're a big DCU online guy. I know you love your component to the MMOs.
Yeah.
Wait till Old Republic comes out.
It's not on consoles, though.
It's not on consoles. It's on PC.
Is it going to be on the iPad? I'm going to buy an iPad soon.
You should get an iPad, but it's not going to be on the iPad.
You're going to get an iPad 4 when it comes out next
month. I'm buying an iPad 2, possibly when I'm at PAX East, because I want it so bad.
When Charles finally starts up the PC podcast again, you can tell him to console, get the Old Republic PC. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. All right, now, Section 8, McCoy, tell me your job. What do you do?
I am also an environment artist. And, yeah, we're just making the environments for Section 8 Prejudice. It's launching.
This guy used to throw down on the Old Republic, too.
I used to throw down on the Old Republic.
So why did you leave?
I was contract.
He's contract.
Okay. You
know, they booted him out. He didn't want
to leave. They laid him off.
Yeah.
Well, way to be a loser and expendable.
Oh, I was so terrible. They were like, get this guy out of here. You know,
he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
All right, so now where do we take the conversation, or do we just stop?
Just stop it.
Are we stopping? All right, Beyond! They're better for recording my booming voice. Scott Lowe, you're back on Podcast Beyond.
I didn't realize it was until you just spoke.
Well, the thing is that I want to put this episode up. I want to get it off my plate. Uh-huh. So I want to get we have to have some kind of closing thoughts on GDC. But Colin and Ryan, they're not here, and I'm not going to wait for them. So how was GDC?
It was, I spent most of it sick and elsewhere, so.
You loved it?
You loved it.
You almost went out the wrong door.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the best thing you saw at GDC?
iPad 2.
Was it the iPad 2?
Yeah, it was pretty much the iPad 2. That's what kind of occupied my time.
Okay, good. Well, that sucks. You're bringing it down. I just saw a PSN game called Rochard that is this like puzzle platformer with gravity stuff, and it looks kind of like it's 2D like Bionic Commando rearmed or whatever. Now we're walking the street, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get coffee. We might get run over. Oh, wait.
Walking.
Oh, we're doing it. We're not going to get run over. We're on the streets. Let's go. The wind's in our hair. Anyways, Rochard, awesome. I had a really good time with it. I really liked it. I didn't know what to expect.
And how awesome would it be if we got a ticket for jaywalking?
On Podcast Beyond? It would be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
So anyways, put Rochard on your radar, everybody. It's great. Audrey has our preview up. You can grab boxes. You lower gravity. You're jumping all high. You're this fat dude. voice, if you haven't noticed, by the guy who does Duke Nukem. That's why we have all these bumps. Right now we're going to Ironside to get some coffee and a bagel. Then you're going to bug Apple, and then I'm going to put this up.
Just all in one single take, or what? Are you like editing it at all? Are you gonna?
Are you gonna
give them like fancy tricks?
It's 21 segments according to the recorder. I think one of those is a botched intro for me. So you got 20 segments to piece together. I might put some musical stuff in there. I was thinking about maybe some Damon's music. Oh, okay. God, I thought it was a rat or something. There's an avocado in Ironside, everybody.
Lying on your head.
And I need to make a Colin shirt. Last night, these guys gave me an idea for a new Beyond shirt. I'm going to put that on Cafe Press and do it. So I guess I still have to record one more thing, the tiny URL address. Let's just say it's tinyurl.com/BeyondColinShirt. That's what the tiny URL will be. And if that's different, I'll tell you in a second. So Beyond.
Beyond.
GDC Diaries dead.
Wait,
so picking back up the iron sign with an avocado on the ground, yeah, they did not. They had no bagels. Yeah. So now we're going to the Great American Bagelry. So yeah, what did I already say? Forgot the tiny URL. Oh my god! tinyurl.com/BeyondColinShirt. Is that what I said?
That's what you said.
All right, BeyondColinShirt.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully that'll work out. We also, I forgot, we end the show with a song every week. And obviously I don't have time to go through the Beyond Mailbox and get a song, so you have to sing.
No, I'm not singing.
Come on. What if I start it? You join in.
No.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Do you really want to live forever? Forever. And ever. Forever young, I wanna be forever young. All right, we'll see you. We'll see you next Thursday.
Lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.